Storms possible tonight and for the morning tomorrow, and then we're headed into a likely chance of thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. Still a good chance, but scattered Friday. Overnight lows around mid-70s and back to a high tomorrow in the upper 80s to near 90 with thunderstorms about. 50-50 Friday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Some rain chance each day for the weekend, and each day temperatures go to a high of near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Looking for some great deals on construction equipment, farm machinery, vehicles, boats, and much more. Mark your calendars for Henderson Auctions Fall 2-Day Public Auction, Thursday, September 14th, Friday, September 15th. You don't want to miss this opportunity to bid on a wide variety of items. Join us at Exit 22 off I-12 and visit hendersonauctions.com for all the details. Come to the Henderson Auctions Fall 2-Day Public Auction. Take advantage of some great bargains. Auction business license AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
In the great state of Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock every weekday at WGSO 990. We're glad to be here. Also, if you're wanting to stick with the program but are not near a radio, you can go to WGSO.com and get this live or get the program as a recorded podcast, if you will, a recorded program that you can tap on when you get to your computer. So you're either way, you're welcome to do that, access the information. Like we always do, we're going to bring in a financial report. Not much going on today, but bring it in. And then we're going to have a greater New Orleans crime report in dealing with New Orleans and clemency, the death penalty, 14-year-olds shooting people, a new interim chief, not really a chief of police. Interesting problem. We'll see whether the city council steps up and wants to be involved. They have the legal right to. They have the legal right to say we've got the right to preview these applicants, not just rubber stamp something done by the mayor. The voters changed the charters to make sure the council had that authority to be involved. And so we'll talk about that. That's something that your individual council people, councilmen, councilwomen, need to be dealing with. And as to them, they need to establish their standard of what they believe is appropriate transparency and involvement. Not tell me what you did after you did it, but tell me what you are willing to give to the council before a decision is made and how the council members can participate in giving feedback to the mayor all before the finalists are chosen, before the last nominee is proposed to this council for its consideration. We'll be dealing with that. It's a mess. But I think the shooting, there is one more, one thing that we've been doing, it seems like the last week, and that is we've been talking about activity in Louisiana that is being governed overseen by the federal courts in Louisiana. And we've got another one of those reports for you, but that's going to be our that should take us up more than to the 5 o'clock hour, and then it'll be time maybe for a little Chardonnay on the Louisiana Live. We'd be glad to get that done, but let's get our little business report done. We'll get that behind us. It was interesting today. There were some inflation numbers released, and this is where business is just strange. The inflation numbers came out higher than expected, but the market decided that they weren't higher than expected, high enough above what was expected. So they were just interpreted to be okay, good numbers, and a Jiminy Cricket wish upon a star hope that the Federal Reserve won't look at the real number and ratchet up interest rates again. And again, we're in that no August meeting. We're going to have September's Fed meeting next week. But the numbers came in high. And what is more interesting is that the numbers that came in, they'll always talk about these were consumer price index, CPI. They'll be Thursday, tomorrow, they'll be PPI, producer price indexes, the two major indexes that evaluate the level of inflation in the economy. But the interesting part about each set of numbers, CPI or PPI, is that each one of them has what's called core CPI, core PPI. And what core does is it excludes food and energy. Well, then if you go on and listen to the commentators, what they say is, well, these numbers aren't that bad. We don't know why the consumer thinks they're bad. Well, the reason the consumer thinks they're bad is because the CPI by itself includes the increase costs that you and I experience as consumers, particularly food and energy prices, gasoline, the primary electricity to some degree, but the gasoline price is the most volatile. All of this to say, while the business channels, the business commentators say, oh, well, this is good for the macro economy, what our working families say is, oh, Jesus, it's worse than we thought. And what is happening is the cost of food, the cost of energy, and the cost of housing, which is a combination of purchase price plus rental charges. Those are going up fast. If tomorrow the PPI comes out again higher, the producer price index comes out higher than predicted, that what you're going to finally have is a real drop-off tomorrow, because the macro economists who eat caviar are going to realize us who eat hamburger are getting choked down into fewer benefits for our children, fewer benefits for ourselves, less opportunity to enjoy ourselves, and squeezing the working class. But anyway, that was a real interesting spin when that number came out this morning. The market dipped down, and then the commentators started talking up and saying, oh, but the core's okay. The core's okay. The consumer is dying, but the core's okay. The economic business costs are okay. But anyway, that's where we ended up. Look, let's do this real quickly. S&P. S&P closed up 5 points. That's 0.1%, basically a flat day. NASDAQ closed up 40 points. It's up 0.3%. And Dow Jones closed down 70, down 0.2. Small moves either direction, but it was really counterintuitive if you look at the inflation numbers that threaten the market and the actual results that occurred today. 30-year Treasury bill is the long-range one that we look at. It closed at 4.35. The two-year, which is obviously the short-term Treasury bill that gauges our short-term rates closed at 4.98, basically 5%. You end up with a 0.66, almost a 0.7 inverted curve on the yield. Again, to me, it tells you that the market is poised to tolerate another quarter of a percent raise by the Fed. We'll see what it does. I think it's really one of those. We're going to reach a height, and I've always thought this was the case with these interest rates. We're going to reach a height where if that Fed fund rate keeps ratcheting up, that it bankrupts the country. Because what happens is the interest payment portion of our country's government's revenue, the demand on it just to pay interest grows and grows and shrinks the other money available, and the only answer is to borrow more from China. But look, that's where it happened. We're going to talk about Bitcoin when we get back, oil and gas when we get back, and we'll move on to man. It was a tough criminal day in Orleans, Jefferson, and Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is your program. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real, I tell them you do right aside. What twiddly deep, twiddly dumb. Look out, baby, because here I come. I'm bringing you a love that's true. Get ready.
Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Oh.
It was an original live recording in the Fillmore East in New York City in 1972 by Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, and then a bunch of other specialty musicians that all came together. Joe Cocker, if you don't know this, I got to tell you, Joe Cocker had done great. He had been on top of the Billboard. He'd made tons of money. And his business advisor squandered it, stole it, and left. Joe Cocker broke. Joe Cocker had this world tour, or at least United States tour, already scheduled, ready to go out. And he finds out that he is broke. He doesn't even have the money or the backing to go out and do this this tour, this from New York all the way across America, and then ending up the Fillmore studios or amphitheaters. There was Fillmore East that is a great theater to present music in New York, and there was Fillmore West in San Francisco, owned by the same guy, and I believe it was Graham Fillmore. But anyway, he's got a full schedule. If he doesn't make it, he's going to have all the debt that is going to be generated by failing to do his show. And Leon Russell was a rock composer, producer, pianist. That's him playing on the piano when that Feeling All Right starts. And he finds out Joe's in trouble. He and Joe get to talking, and they Leon Russell says, look, let me call some of my other friends in music that we know that are good people that will help get you out of this jam. And they start calling in favors. They call friends. They put together this tour in like 3 weeks. They build the whole set of music. They get all of it ready. They get ready to open it. They open it in a couple of places, then go to the Fillmore East, and they work across America, and it becomes one of the classic rock records of the 70s. And it was really just a great story of what musicians can do for one another if they choose to do it. And it obviously was a great bit of rock and roll history and a great big batch of great rock and roll music. But that's the Feeling All Right song that starts our show, because at the end of the day, we're doing stuff for people. We're making them feel all right. And that's what this is all about. Let's finish business. I need to mention, yesterday we got so busy doing other things, I did not mention that Bitcoin, our buddy that we beat on all the time, went up 1,000 points in one day. He was in the 25,000. He went up only 60 points today, which is a flat day. But yesterday, he goes up a cool 1,000 points and got out, you know, let's see, that's about a 5% day. Welcome to Bitcoin. One day you're the king, one day you're the street sweeper. So that's where we are. Look, natural gas is up at 271. It's where it was yesterday. A little bit of going down, but not much. Crude oil, 89.75. That's up a little bit. Man, it's trying to get over 90. It's good if you've got a lease, mineral lease, that's producing oil, but that's the number that as it creeps up, and that's creeping up because Saudi Arabia, three reasons. Saudi Arabia's cut production, Russia's cut production, and Joe Biden has cut production, making that commodity scarce, driving low inventory, higher prices. Joe is doing it to us again. And that's what he's done to Louisiana, and that's what he's doing to the American people. We'll see how it goes. Look, we'd love to hear from you on Louisiana Excellence Hotline as well, 504-260-0995. 556-9696. And we'll be covering an awful lot of the rest of this show is about Louisiana and where we are. Look, the first thing I wanted to bring up, this is good news. There was a case that was filed against the White House, the FBI, DHHS, for the federal government that accused them of jawboning, threatening the major social platforms, Google, Facebook, Meta, Twitter, and I'm trying to remember what the last one is. It's TikTok. What they were doing during the election cycle is they were going to them every day and threatening them on what information they needed to not publish. They needed to suppress. And there was a case brought. It was actually brought in the Western District of Louisiana. Judge Terry Doty is the judge in this section. It was brought in the Monroe Division, all the way up in the northeast corner. And he heard the hearing on a preliminary injunction to order the White House and the administration to cease contact with these social platforms in any way that suggests that the social platform should eliminate any free speech that's occurring on its platform. And the judge wrote at least a 90-page opinion and went through the evidence itemizing all of the abuse that the White House and the Biden administration inflicted on social media and enjoined the FBI and the administration from contacting, having any contact with these social media giants and be, in any manner that would reflect a discussion of what should and should not be published. A great opinion, and oh, it was poo-pooed from here to New York City. They were sure that some Rudy Boot judge down in Louisiana didn't know what he was talking about, and we just can't. We've got the right to regulate truth, and therefore we have Biden and them claim the right to suppress opinions they disagreed with because they might not be truthful. Well, many of us feel the same thing about the opinions of Biden. But anyway, the judge issued a 90-page opinion in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals this week, affirmed the opinion substantially and totally, and said, yes, you may not stop our First Amendment rights. I believe we're going to have to take that second break. That's our big federal court report today. When we get back, we're going to talk about crime and punishment in the great state of Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. Make it a crime to be lonely or
sad. Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, this is Jack Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
September 16th and 17th.
At the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
September 16th and 17th.
At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
That's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. An attack ad against Attorney General Jeff Landry that ran over the weekend was ordered to be pulled off the air by a St. Tammany Parish judge because it was inaccurate. The ad aired during the LSU game alleges Landry failed to pursue a child porn case because Landry had a connection to the Lafayette Man, political analyst Bernie Pinsonat.
A judge has ruled that the Landry campaign is correct. There is no truth to this ad. The allegations are false.
Landry's gubernatorial campaign says a dark money group that supports Stephen Wagasback for governor is responsible for the ad. Louisiana State University of Alexandria is now the fastest growing public university in the state after exceeding its goal of enrolling 5,000 undergraduate students 2 years ahead of schedule. LSUA Chancellor Paul Correll.
The students are hearing about our educational opportunities online. They're enrolling here. It's affordable. And we're offering the degrees that they can get jobs in their region. So it's going to continue to be a growth area.
LRN.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Tune in on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on WGSO, the community voice of the crisis.
Great state of Louisiana, the great toe of the Louisiana boot. We are now we're gonna get down to some serious constitutional criminal business that we need to deal with. It's really, you look at our present governor and his administration, and as far as how this governor believes we ought to shrink business, burden business, and grow crime. That's his administration's policies that he is going to stick us with till the last bleeping day that he leaves office. He has been involved in vetoing criminal bills that would have made the dealing of fentanyl and other drugs more severe, the penalties. He's been involved in now in this great clemency dance that we have going on. He's been a governor for 7.5 years, and now on his way out the door, he calls a meeting, a press conference, and says, "I've decided I'm against the death penalty." And our Constitution, Louisiana Constitution, has the governor's office has great powers dealing with pardoning and granting clemency to people who have been sentenced to any sentence, any criminal sentence, including the death penalty, can be, if you will, reduced. I don't want to say repealed, but simply can be downgraded to life in prison, and then 5 years from now, you'll get an application by the parole board to release the people on parole. It's just going to happen. This is the way to repeal the death penalty in Louisiana. Recently, there's been a poll that showed well more than 50% of the people are in favor of the death penalty when used properly. And that's, you know, obviously that's the key to any criminal sentence. And before Governor Edwards can tell me how concerned he is about justice and what should be done, he needs to fix his Department of Corrections, who can't even calculate the number of days that a prisoner is supposed to be held who's been convicted, and when is his sentence over, and when have you done your time for the crime. The federal court report showed 1 in 4 of the state prisoners in the state of Louisiana have been retained as prisoners for periods longer than their sentence and the law required. You can't just keep people. You can't just decide that we're not going to pay attention to the criminal justice system. We need justice. We need fairness. We need fairness when the governor supervises the state police and they stop a mere traffic stop on a gentleman named Green and up in North Louisiana, take him out of the car, and before the confrontation is over and there's body cameras and it shows no resistance by Mr. Green, the man's beat to death. And the governor gets word of it during a period while elections are going on, and he absolutely denies knowing anything about it and denies that anything that he knows of happened. Well, here comes Governor Edwards one more time. He decides he's against the death penalty now that he's leaving and he doesn't need a vote. And he's looking for a job in Washington, D.C., and so he's trying to make his chops on the woke Washington Democratic escalator, and immediately with 56 people on death row, immediately 55 applications for clemency to eliminate every death sentence in Louisiana at the present time. He can't change the law, but this is literally to repeal and replace every death penalty that's been imposed by the judges or juries of the state of Louisiana. Finally, we've been on this for a week, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I'm still looking for a response to stop this from the district attorney in Orleans, Jason Williams, the district attorney in Jefferson Parish, Paul Connick Jr. Where the heck are you guys? I've contacted their offices and I get no response back. If they filed an objection, they need to let us know and let us get a copy of their objection. But at least the first district attorney stepped up, and that is Hiller Moore, the district attorney in East Baton Rouge Parish. He's got three death penalty convicts from East Baton Rouge before the clemency board, and District Attorney Moore has filed a civil suit to enjoin this tsunami of pardons by the governor because of the procedure that's being followed and what it is doing to ride roughshod over the rights of victims of these crimes. And that suit was supposed to be filed. Supposed to have been filed yesterday. I tried to get a copy of it and cannot yet get a copy of it. The suit would be a public record. Why I can't get a copy of it, I don't know. We're going to go back and try to get a copy tomorrow. Also, we're going to get copies of any objection that it was filed by the Orleans District Attorney Office. If anyone in that office is listening, and I know you do, you can find Paul at WGSO, no, Herd at WGSO.com. You can send us a copy of that objection that you filed to the two death penalty clemency applications that are presently being considered and will be considered October 3, 3 weeks away. But same thing for Mr. Connick. If you filed your objections, let us know. Give us a call at 504-556-9696. Tell our producer, how do we get a copy of your objection? Give it to us. We'd love to have a representative of your office come on and talk about this process. Louisiana supports the death penalty. Louisiana recognizes that it is a deterrent and that properly applied, that it is a valuable tool in stopping more murders. You notice it's been 15 years since we had the actual execution pursuant to a death penalty. And what's happened in the meantime, as it's become less and less of a penalty, less and less of a likelihood, our murder rate just goes up, 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 and up. And it's really a shame. I know that, and really, lawyers say lots of things, many things that have nothing to do with reality. I'm looking for this list. Here we go. This is those that support these applications do so with blind dislike for the sentence, blind distrust of the system that generates the death penalty. And what we all have to remember is that none of us dispute the right to a fair trial, a competent counsel, rights to an appeal, death penalty goes to the Louisiana Supreme Court. The right to federal review of death sentences and sentences generally, but then, and the right to make an application for a justifiable clemency. But that's not what we have here. There have been people convicted that through that process of review and oversight that have been determined that the person convicted was not guilty of that crime, and they've been turned loose. So none of us like the failure, but where these clemency applications have
leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice.
My boy, she's mine. Son of a gun, we had the fun on the bike. Jambalaya, feeling glum, bro. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Cherokee. Pick a toy, put joy in the air. Son of a gun, we had the fun on the bike.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Plaquemines Parish Sheriff Jerry Turlich joins us. We'll talk to Jefferson Parish Council candidate Jack Rizzuto. Get our latest parody of the week and discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. Do it.
These are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up for future leaders we can trust and believe in. Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees.
I'm ready to go. What do we got? About 3 minutes left? All right, we're hot. We had another techno attack. I'm going to check with the New Orleans Police Department and the district attorney's office and figure out how, when we start talking truth about our crime system, how do we draw the pull the plug? We're sorry for our checkout. I don't know what happened. I wanted to make sure I wasn't messing with the gear, and I don't think I was near it at the time. But anyway, the last thing we're talking about, I missed getting it to you, and that is tomorrow we're going to go over the background of Ann Kirkpatrick, talk about who's been nominated as a possible chief of police for the city of New Orleans. But remember this, what the announcement only said was she will be the interim chief. She will replace Ms. Woodfolk September 22. And she will become, Ms. Ann Kirkpatrick will become the interim chief on that date. She'll never be the chief of police unless or until the city council approves this nomination. We'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. We'll talk about the clemency hearings tomorrow. Paul Hurd, your host. We're going to bring you the truth in Orleans and Jefferson and St. Tammany. Come back and see us at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Short people got no reason to live. They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses, tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery & James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery & James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film, making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.